Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Houston Texans and their NFL draft needs for 2022 is our expert host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, Jeremiah? I'm just going to let the fans know right off the bat that this is our final team in our draft needs here. We have been recording these for weeks, for months now, and this is our final team, team number 32, the Houston Texans. And it's a little bittersweet, I will say, but we're going out on a bang. We're talking about a team that has a lot of draft needs, and it's going to be fun to talk about in just a minute.
Absolutely. And for everybody watching, you know the score. Tell us in the comments, what do you think that the Houston Texans need to really shake things up, to do things differently than last year? And what kind of draft picks do you think that they'll pull in order to try to help really build up and do something big? We know they've had some issues in the last a couple seasons. Last season was not their best. So that means that the draft is extremely important to them going forward. So this is one of my favorite ones to cover because when you have like a top team, you know that they're going to find some cool things on the edges, but they're going to pretty much try to keep with what they've been doing. With a team like the Houston Texans, they might bring in something totally different. They could bring in some extremely good coaching as well, and we could have a totally different team coming into this next season. So when it comes to really thinking about it and speculating on what might happen, we want to hear from you in the comments, and we would love to hear more about what you think. But for now, Mr. Logan Landers, tell us, we have some draft needs with the Houston Texans. We have the draft coming up. It's going to be a beautiful ceremony. We've got some top picks. We know we're going to go to the Texans because they have high picks, but we just want to know, what do we expect out of this draft for the Texans?
Yeah, man, let's talk about this Texans team. It's been through a lot in recent years. Let's go into their free agent market, who all they've got, who all is lost. And now we'll start with who is still waiting for the next contract from either the Texans or from another team. Not too many today. Jordan Atkins, Cole Toner, Hardy Nickerson, Lane Taylor, Chris Smith, DeMarcus Walker, Danny Amendola, Eric Wilson, David Johnson, and Marcus Cannon. Going on to the ones who are with a brand new squad this year, we have a few players here. Of course, Deshaun Watson going to the Browns. Justin Reed and Jerron Christian both going to the Chiefs. Vincent Taylor coming on over to the Atlanta Falcons. Tyrod Taylor going to the Jets, or to the Giants. Jacob Martin goes to the Jets. Terrence Mitchell goes to the Patriots. And Jaleel Johnson going over to NOLA with the Saints. And finally, A.J. Moore, the cornerback, going to the Tennessee Titans. Now on to ones who they have gained, the brand new players. We have Deshaun Hamilton, Andy Janovich, M.J. Stewart, Scott Quisenberry, Marlon Mack, Kyle Allen, Reggie Robinson, Steven Nelson, A.J. Cann, Dare Ngbale, Blake Cashman, Jalen Reeves-Maven, Isaac Yiadom, Kingsley Kiki, and finally that's the last one there. So good amount of players there. Now they have been pretty busy re-signing players. Brandon Cooks, the wide receiver, they got him back for they extended his contract. Eric Murray, Malik Collins, Kevin Pierre-Louis, Justin Britt, Desmond King, Christian Kirksey, Camus Hill. Terrence Brooks, Neville Hewitt, Pharaoh Brown, Chris Conley, Tay Davis, John Weeks, Anthony Auclair, Chris Moore, Jeff Driscoll, Royce Freeman, Devon Davis, and Jimmy Morrissey to round them out. So they've re-signed a good bit of guys. They've lost a handful, but they have been busy. They have picked up a good amount of talent leading into the draft this upcoming year, which you like to see. Looking at their draft picks, they got a good amount of them. They have a solid amount of draft picks. Number three overall in the first round. Also in the first round with that Deshaun Watson trade, number 13. In the second round pick 37, third round pick 68, also pick 80 in the third. In the fourth round, they have picks 107 and 108 back-to-back. In the sixth round, they have three, 183, 205, 207, and finally to round things out in round number seven, we have pick 245. So they could really help out their team a lot here with those two first-round picks especially. Who will they go with? It's going to be interesting. There's not a clear-cut answer because the Texans have a ton of draft needs. So they're going with Davis Mills as their quarterback this year. Young guy, was at Stanford for a couple of years. Did some good work there out of Atlanta, by the way. So hopefully he can have a really good year. But you can go either two routes, I feel, and I think that they'll go in their first-round selections. I feel like, one, you got to get a good offensive lineman. I mean, their offensive line last year was not the prettiest. They got sacked a ton. They just could not get nothing going. So you definitely need to go offensive line either with that third or with that 13th, whatever they're choosing. And with that other selection, I feel that you got to go with a safety as well. You got to go with someone to help out your defense because, like I said, defense wasn't much better than the offense last year. So help out both sides of the ball with those two first-round selections and immediately get two hopeful, you know, fingers crossed, knock on wood, star-studded players that were in college that can really help out your team as soon as possible. You can get this whole thing turned around and the Texans can have a much better season because last year in 2021, it was not pretty. They finished third in the AFC South with a 4-13 record. So not the best, but you're hoping you can turn things around with a guard, with a safety, with your first two selections. Also, you can keep looking here. You can keep on going. Get you a nice running back as well. Help out that team. Help out that offense. And just keep things moving, right? Because you got to have a really good offense in this league. And if you're, you know, if your quarterback, your young quarterback, if he's not doing the greatest, I feel like it is a good idea, a good move to have a good running back as a backup piece to really help things out and get the chains moving each and every week. Speaking of offense, help out your wide receiver room. I know you got Brandon Cooks, really big get there, having him back, but you got to have another big piece to throw to. You know, like after you've lost a good amount of receivers over the years, you got to have someone else, or else Cooks is just going to get double teamed the whole time, and there ain't going to be much going on. So you got to have someone there to help open up the passing game with them as well. Also help them out with a tight end. Just get it pretty much you get a whole new brand new offense in this draft, I feel, and they can get something going with the offensive line, with the receiver, with the tight end, just to get something going there to help block, to help get some passes if you need them to. Nothing too crazy, but just help out in that regard. Go back on defense, get you a nice linebacker too, man. Help out that linebacking core and just fill all those holes you need. Someone who's a great tackler. There's a ton of great ones coming out of Georgia you can always go with perhaps. So go with a linebacker to help man that middle there in pass coverage and help out get some good tackles as well. And then I feel that just another key piece they can look for wrap things up is an edge rusher. Someone who is a force to be reckoned with, someone who is going to give quarterbacks nightmares before the day of the game. So go with an edge rusher, go with a linebacker, a safety, help out your offense with some running backs, some receivers, a tight end, and just get you a brand new squad in 2022. I feel that you can do a lot with this draft. This is prime picking for the Houston Texans, for their fan base who are loyal, who are hoping to get this thing turned around sooner rather than later. You have a ton of draft picks to do so. This is the time to do it. This is a very big year for, you know, the GM, for their new coach, to kind of show that, you know, we aren't messing around. This is you know, don't mess with Texas. Don't mess with the Texans. And this is, you know, hopefully they can get things turned around and improve their record this year. I don't believe they're going to be a contender, but I do want to see them just put up a little bit more of a fight this year. I know last year was absolutely insane, but this year, you know, you got your heads cleared a little bit more. So coming into the 2022 season, draft heavy, draft in a bunch of positions, and we will see how the Texans can fare in this loaded NFL upcoming year, man. It's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be fun to watch. We know the Texans will be up, you know, towards the beginning. We want to see what they're doing. Even, like you were saying, towards their in draft picks, it's the kind that you're going to really want to watch for because they're really building here. You know, they're taking a lot of building blocks and they're thinking, well, if I take this guy out of college, and I take this other guy out of college, and I take this third guy out of college, and I put them together with experienced coaches, with experienced leaders on the team themselves, then we may be able to have something here. Because, you know, in my experience, you know, college teams, they can take 2, 4, 10 years to rebuild. NFL teams do not have that luxury. They have to go into every season. They can't even have a rebuilding year per se. Right. Rebuilding years usually mean the last year for any coach that you've got going on. It could mean the end for a lot of the team structures that you have going on. Trades will begin to happen. You know, NFL coaching staffs will begin to change very rapidly. So there are no rebuilding years in the NFL. Every year you have to put forward your best. So I'm very excited to see what they do.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
And for everybody watching live on our show or listening to our podcast, we want to hear from you to think, what do you think? The Houston Texans definitely have needs, so put that into the comments and tell us what you think. And if you are listening to our podcast, we would love to hear from you as well. If you listen on Spotify, you can just subscribe and you can give us a 5-star rating. If you're listening over on Apple Podcasts, you can give us a high rating and you can leave us a review. Now, that review doesn't have to be technical about, you know, I had trouble listening over here. I had this, that, third. You can tell us exactly what you think about the teams and our coverage right there in our podcast review. So jump in there anywhere that you listen to podcasts, including on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon, Google, anywhere that you listen. Honestly, I don't think that we've hit a podcast network that we don't cover. So jump onto your favorite podcast network, look up 100 Yards of Football, and we will be there with you every single day, especially with our extremely special programming we'll have all through the summer that will get you extremely hyped and give you so much information and knowledge about the world of football that you'll come into this next season as a literal football genius, just like our founding member, Mr. Vincent Turner, who is the only person I've ever met that could tell you what color shirt he was wearing on what day of the week when his favorite team won back in the 80s and 90s, 2000s, and even beyond that. So we will be here with you every day supporting everything you do to keep hype and get ready for that next season. So thank you so much, Mr. Logan Landers, for your coverage of the Houston Texans and their NFL draft needs. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be right back with another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.